Welcome, dear ones, to our main church service on this 14th day of November 2020. Wonderful Sabbath day. Although it's raining outside, it's warm in here. And we pray for the Spirit to indeed be showering upon us blessings today.
Send some rain to California.
Well, Lord willing, it will be heading that way. Welcome also to those that are joining us on the phone or listening to the recording of today's service. I'm glad to have you with us as well. Got a very important sermon, part two on the Holy Spirit. And so let's get right into our service. Our opening song is Sweet Holy Spirit. There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
There are sweet expressions on each face, and I know they feel the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly God, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
We are bound together through thy grace, and it's all through the Spirit of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet heavenly dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts in praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this gathering place.
Amen, and thank you, dear ones. And praise God for His Holy Spirit that indeed leads and guides us, empowers us, and fills us with love. And please join with me in opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much again for the freedom of coming together with others of like faith and digging into your word to discover, thus saith the Lord, and in it is written. We thank you for being here in our midst, and we pray also that our Savior will continue to dwell with us. And Savior, please dispel all darkness and misunderstanding, misinterpretation, misconceptions regarding the truth by the bright beams of your righteousness and truth. Let us be filled with light, that there will be no room for any darkness. And thank you so much for being in our midst and aiding us in this. And dear Spirit, we thank you also for being here, and please open our understanding and comprehension to behold wonderful things out of the word of life today, especially regarding yourself. Please remove all custom and tradition, all preconceived ideas and opinions from us, that these will not be stumbling blocks preventing us from accepting the truth that's brought out in the scriptures, but that these will all blow away as chaff so that the precious seed of truth can reign supreme within us and bring about new understanding and the knowledge of truth that sets us free in Jesus. And thank you so much for doing so. Father, we also pray that you'll be with those that were unable to attend. Help them to have a wonderful Sabbath and new week, and please bring them back into fellowship with us soon. Be with those that are suffering, whether from ill health or from unfavorable circumstances or situations that they may be in. And thank you, Savior, for being their deliverer as well as great physician to bring healing and relief to body, soul, and mind. And thank you for doing so in your perfect timing. Especially be with those who have yet to hear the present truth, and prepare the way that the message may reach them, and prepare their hearts that the message won't be unrecognized and unnoticed, but that they may become curious to want to know more and to take the time to investigate and discover for themselves. And thank you, Spirit, for aiding them all the way until a decision is made. And we pray that it will be for the truth and not against it. Again, we thank you for allowing us to gather together in peace and freedom and to explore into your word to discover precious gems of truth today. Fill our hearts indeed with your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, happy Sabbath, dear ones. And this is part two in our sermon on the Holy Spirit. And last week, we discovered that the Word of God led us to understand that the Holy Spirit is not female, and that he's also not human in male gender, but that the Spirit is a non-gendered male, or in other words, a spirit. And we also learned that the Holy Spirit has a mind of its own, can settle questions, dispense gifts as needed, and that he also directs various aspects of the work in spreading the gospel around the world. So this meant that the Holy Spirit can think for himself and can make his own decisions. We also found out last time that the Holy Scriptures taught that the Holy Spirit can act for himself because it brought out that he anoints, testifies, or witnesses, that he leads, teaches, comforts, dwells with, strives with, reproves, and instructs God's people. And we further discovered that the Bible of Truth revealed that the Holy Spirit can speak for himself, that he can also hear, guide, show, choose, and can call and send forth others into the work of spreading the gospel message. But what other characteristics does the Bible reveal about the Holy Spirit, which shows him to be a person and a being other than God the Father and God the Son? And this is what we'll be investigating into today. And those that would like to follow along with the notes and the quotes that I'll be referring to, you can find these on our website at lightministries.com/ID330.htm. So lightministries.com/ID330.htm. So what other characteristics does the Bible bring out regarding the Holy Spirit? And if you look at quote number one, from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 14, we're told, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen." This scriptural passage reveals to us that the Holy Spirit himself communes with us. Another passage is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 11. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God." Now these verses reveal to us that the Holy Spirit searches all things pertaining to God, and then he reveals these precious truths and knowledge of God to his followers on this earth. Another passage, if you look at quote number two, from Romans 15:16, "That I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost." Now this inspired verse reveals to us that the Holy Spirit is the one who sanctifies God's followers. Also in John 3, verses 5 to 8, "Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." And then in Titus 3:5, "Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost." Now, these inspired passages reveal to us that the Holy Spirit himself is the source of cleansing, of regeneration, and renewal within us so that we can be born again in Christ Jesus, obtain salvation, and be able to enter into eternal life. Another characteristic can be found in Romans 8, verses 9 through 11. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, or make alive, your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And then in 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened or made alive by the Spirit. Now these scriptural passages reveal to us that the Holy Spirit himself can make alive or resurrect the fruits of righteousness within the life of one who was once dead in sins. And also, that the Spirit can literally make alive or resurrect the faithful dead from their graves at the proper time. Let's look at some other characteristics. You look at quote number 3 from Romans 8, verses 26 to 27 and verse 34. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now these inspired verses reveal to us that the Holy Spirit himself helps our infirmities, that he is another intercessor other than Christ. Now the Holy Spirit would intercede for us before God through prayer, while Christ intercedes for us before God through his precious blood, merits, and righteousness. So both the Holy Spirit and Christ are intercessors, but they intercede in different ways. Let's look at another passage. In 2 Peter 1:21, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now this scriptural truth reveals to us that the Holy Spirit himself is actually the author of the Bible, because the Spirit was the one who moved upon the prophets to speak. And it was from their writings that the Bible has been composed. So the Spirit is the author of the Scriptures. Let's look at another characteristic. From Acts 5, verses 3 and 9. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Then Peter said unto her, or Ananias' wife, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Now these verses reveal something amazing, that the Holy Spirit himself can be tempted or tested by people, and that he can even be lied to. But the Spirit is too wise to be deceived. Also in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31 to 32. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. And you can also find a similar passage in Mark 3, verses 28 to 29, and Luke 12, 10. Now, this inspired passage in Matthew reveals to us that the Holy Spirit himself can be blasphemed, that he can be spoken against and sinned against. And it further reveals why both Ananias and his wife Sapphira lost their physical lives as well as their chance for eternal life. Because they lied against the Spirit. Now, all these scriptures reveal to us the truth that the Bible brings out about the Holy Spirit himself, that the Spirit communes with us for the holy purpose of sharing with us his knowledge and truth about God, and that the Spirit can sanctify, wash, cleanse, regenerate, renew, and make our spiritual life come alive. These holy words have also revealed to us the truth that the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities, and that he intercedes in prayer for us before God as another intercessor other than Jesus Christ. And the Bible further explains that the scriptures themselves were only written because the Holy Spirit inspired holy men and women to do so. And these inspired passages have clearly showed us that the Spirit can be lied to, sinned against, and blasphemed, as well as revealing what the dire consequences were for doing any of these things. So all the scripture truths that we looked at today, as well as from last time, reveals to us plainly that the Holy Spirit is a person and a being, that the Spirit has his own particular work to perform in the plan of redemption, other than the work which God the Father is doing, as well as God the Son is engaged in for the salvation of mankind. And did you know that in order to help spread this glorious gospel work of God around the world more quickly, the Holy Spirit can also do something else that is marvelous to contemplate? If you look at quote number 4, from Acts 8, verses 39 to 40. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing, or the eunuch did. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Now, these inspired verses reveal that at times the Holy Spirit himself has literally picked up a servant of God and moved him from one area to a completely different area on the earth so that the spreading of the truth could be more quickly accomplished. And for those who think that this is impossible, in 1 Kings 18:12 and in 2 Kings 2:16, it was recognized that the Spirit could pick up God's servants and take them to other places on the earth. And that was during Old Testament times. So quite amazing to think about. So all these Bible truths that we have looked into proves that the Holy Spirit is not some essence or some power or even the mind of God or some other non-personal force, but the Spirit is an actual holy person and holy being. So as the Bible has shown us that the Holy Spirit is indeed a person and a being himself other than the Father and the Son, then the Spirit should also be able to assume form and shape. Has he done so? Well, let's see. You look at quote number 5. From Luke 3, verses 22 to 23. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And you can also find similar passage in Matthew 3:16 and John 1:32. So the Spirit descended in the bodily shape like a dove. So he can assume form and shape. Here's another passage. From Acts 2. Verse 2 to 4. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, these verses reveal to us that the Holy Spirit can assume the form and shape resembling tongues of flaming fire. So not just the bodily form like a dove, but also tongues of flaming fire. So this can help us understand why the Spirit itself is sometimes referred to as being non-gendered, being referred to as it or itself, because a dove and tongues of fire are both non-personal forms. So that can help us understand why the Spirit can sometimes be referred to as non-gendered. But since the Holy Spirit is also referred to in the Scriptures as being male, which is indeed a personal form, then can the Spirit also assume the form of a living person and being? This is what we'll discover next time. So praise God for his word of life, for his word of truth. and praise Him for giving us understanding as to what His Word is teaching. So we'll find out more next time if the Spirit has ever assumed the bodily shape and form of a living person or being. Our closing song is titled, The Comforter Has Come. And those who know this beautiful hymn, please feel free to take a verse. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found, wherever human hearts and human woes abound. Let every Christian tongue proclaim the joyful sound. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Lord's dear promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man is found. The Comforter has come.
The long, long night is past. The morning breaks at last, and hush the dreadful wail and fury of the blast, as o'er the golden hills the day advances fast. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Lord's dear promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round wherever man has found. The Comforter has come.
Lo, the great King of Kings, with healing in His wings, to every captive soul the Holy Spirit brings. And through freed delivered souls, the song of triumph rings. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come, the Comforter has come, the Holy Ghost from heaven, the Lord's dear promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found, the Comforter has come.
Oh, boundless love divine, how shall this tongue of mine to wandering mortals tell the matchless grace divine, that I, a child of hell, should in His image shine? The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Lord's dear promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. The Comforter has come.
Sing till the echoes fly above the vaulted skies, and all the saints above to all below replies in strain of endless love, the song that never will die. The Comforter has come. I really don't know the song, I'm just learning it. The Comforter has come. The Holy Ghost from heaven, the Lord's dear promise given. Oh, spread the tidings round, wherever man is found. The Comforter has come.
Amen. Thank you, dear ones. Praise God for sending us the Holy Spirit, the greatest of all gifts that could be given by Christ, is the Holy Spirit. And thank you, Spirit, for washing us, regenerating us, convicting us, and converting us. Without you, we would all be lost. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for developing the plan of our salvation. Thank you, dear Savior, for carrying it out. And thank you, dear Spirit, for making it effectual within us. And please continue to reprove and correct us of our sins, of our wrongs, of our misinterpretations, misunderstandings, that we might be solidified only in the truth as it is in Jesus Christ. And not be found in any way connected with the devil or his kingdom of darkness. Continue to work within us a transformation from darkness to light, from death to life, from sin to righteousness. And thank you for being another comforter besides our Savior. Thank you for being another intercessor besides our Savior. And thank you for leading and guiding us upward and pricking our hearts when we have taken a different course. Or even before we've taken that course, you prick our consciences and lead us to understand that we're thinking the wrong way or have made a decision that is disproved, that God doesn't approve of. Thank you for your help. And please don't stop. Forgive us also for when we have grieved you, sinned against you, told you to go away, kicked against your prickings. Forgive us for all of these wrongs and sins. And please come back into our lives. For without you, we have no interest in salvation. We have no interest in coming to Jesus for salvation. We have no interest in pleasing our Father, from whom all blessings flow. So please come and fill us. Plant Jesus on the throne of our hearts and allow the love of God to reign supreme in our lives, that we might indeed become children of the Most High, keepers of the commandments of God and manifesting the faith of Jesus in all our actions, that we might indeed truly be waiting and watching, working and praying till our Savior comes and takes us off of this wicked world home. Be with those who believe that you do not exist. Please reveal to them, open their understanding, and let them see the truth of your word that you inspired holy men of old to write. Help them to avoid speaking against your existence and thus risking the loss of eternal life. Thank you so much for helping each one of us to understand more fully the truth as it is in the Word of Life. Please continue to be with us throughout the rest of this day and new week until we're able to come back together again. And again, thank you, Father, for making it all possible. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So praise God for His Word of Life, for making it all so freely available for us to read for ourselves, to come together and discuss, and for the Spirit opening our understanding to comprehend, thus saith the Lord, and it is written. Are there any other thoughts or comments, dear ones? Questions? Testimonies? Songs? Anything else that you'd like to share? And if I missed some of the questions that were put in the room during the sermon, could you please either retype them or speak them out into the room? And thank you, dear ones.
Just thinking about a good old song from the past. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth are gathered over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll's called up yonder, I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us tell of all His wondrous love and care. Then when all the saved are gathered over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 you and I will be there. Amen.
Got a testimony. I am learning how to pray and leave my prayers with the Lord, which is actually building patience and helping me to be able to trust God that He would answer my prayer. So, the situation with my vehicle, I came up short with my payment. And then all of a sudden, poof, the Lord put money on a card and I don't even know where that money came from, but it was exactly what I needed to be able to make my payments. And I just want to thank God for doing that. Also, I'm also asking for everyone to please keep my mom, my dad, my sister, and one of my nieces in prayer. They have COVID, and we just found out yesterday that they are all ill with COVID. So just please keep them in your prayers. Thank you.
Amen, dear sister. And praise the Lord that you're developing a trusting, patient relationship with God and allowing Him to handle the situations. That is wonderful. And so sorry to hear about your father and mother and relatives coming down with COVID. And we will definitely keep them in prayer. In fact, let's go ahead and bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much that we can come to you through Jesus in any time of need, even in intercessory prayer for others. And we're doing so now for our dear sister Christina's parents and loved ones. And dear Savior, as you are the great physician, so you are their great physician as well. And we pray that you will lead them to look to thee and trust in thee for help and healing, for patience and resting in your love to provide that healing in your time and to allow your perfect will to be accomplished in their lives. And I pray that those that may not know you or want to trust you for healing, that you will reveal yourself to them in a mighty way, that they will come to recognize in you the help that they need, not just for healing, but for life, for day-to-day existence, and to have that peace that can remain steadfast even though there's turmoil all around. Thank you for being concerned about their health and welfare and for already taking their cases in your loving hands. So thank you, Father, for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you, dear sister, for letting us know, and we will be keeping them in our prayers as well as yourself. And isn't God good, dear ones? Isn't He marvelous? Here's the king of the entire universe of however many unfallen worlds there are, including this particular world that has fallen. And yet, at any time, day or night, we can go to God through Christ and knows that He hears us and is concerned for our welfare. What a marvelous, loving, compassionate God we have, dear ones. Amen. Isaiah 41:10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with my righteousness. Amen. And amen. His mercies never come to an end for those who love Him and keep His commandments. And even those who are fighting against Him, His mercy is still there. but if they continue, it will come to an end. But God's mercies endure forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
For that, we will attempt to sing the steadfast love of the Lord. That's Lamentations 3. I forgot the verse, but we'll attempt a Thai version and Tagalog. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Kung rat man kung prajal may kayang yut. Pramita kun lang lumayo sama. May tuk chao raw nai dumtai, sapsung tuk tuk kun mai, prang sung kwam tiang tong ying na, prang sung kwam tiang tong. May tuk chao raw nai dumtai, sapsung tuk tuk kun mai, Rong sum kwam tiang trong ying na. Rong sum kwam tiang trong. Ang pag-ibig mo ay di magmamahal. Ang awa mo ay walang kapantay. Ito'y laging sariwa. Bawat umaga, katapatan mo'y dakila, tapat at dakila. Ito'y laging sariwa, bawat umaga, katapatan mo'y dakila, tapat at dakila. Amen. I wish I have a Spanish. But that's it. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Amen. And thank you, dear sister. That was Lamentations 3, 22 and 3. Great is thy faithfulness indeed. And thank you for singing it in Thai as well as Tagalog. Now we have some more songs to put onto our growing list of gospel songs and scripture songs on our website. That's fantastic. My dear ones, any other songs or thoughts, testimonies, requests, anything else that you'd like to share, please go right ahead.
I'd like to tell a local a bit of a trial that I had. Well, you see, 5 days ago, my two friends, Eve and Jasper, they just moved out of the house they lived in across the street from us, and I didn't get the chance to tell them goodbye, and I miss them very much. And but I know that God will watch over them, and I often pray that they're okay, and I hope you guys will too. And knowing that how great he is makes me want to sing a song that I haven't sung in a while. It's Blessed Be the Name. See. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing, blessed be the name of the Lord. The glories of my God and King, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus, the name that charms our fears, blessed be the name of the Lord. Tis music in the sinner's ears, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. He breaks the power of canceled sin, blessed be the name of the Lord. His blood can make the foulest clean, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. In the Lord's name can be praised, and hopefully my two friends and their families, peace will be safe, and knowing how many things I may have taught them of God, hope that they will trust in him like me and bless his name as we do. That's all I want to share.
Amen. And thank you, Brother Josh. And let's go ahead and have special prayer for your friends. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we thank you that we can come to you in any time of need for ourselves or for others. And we pray that you'll be with the two friends and the families of Brother Josh. Please allow the seeds of truth that he has shared with them to take hold at the proper time and to bring a change in life and an acceptance of the Savior. We also pray that if it's your will, that he'll be able to meet again with his friends. But if not, please keep a watch and divine protection over them, wherever they may be moving to. And it would be wonderful if they accepted the Sabbath and the present truth and were able to meet with Josh again on that sea of glass and have eternal life together. Thank you, Father, for doing everything possible to save them and others around the world. For you do not delight in the death of the wicked, but you delight in them finding salvation in your Son, Jesus. Thank you that we can leave this in your hands. And thank you for the peace and rest that we can have in you. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So sorry to hear that, dear brother, but you have shared with them. They're now in God's hands, and God may be allowing other friends to come into your life. So, dear brother, keep looking up. Are there any other thoughts or comments, testimonies, questions, anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones? And God bless you too, dear brother and sister, and look forward to fellowshipping with you soon. So anything else that you'd like to share, dear ones?
It's about blessings, dear ones. We want to share a testimony. It's about the children home church service in Spanish that from August my mother and my sister are conducting. This impression came to them because in some homes of our relatives, there were some doubts, also problems. And, well, sometimes the little ones are the key to enter in a home and to teach them the gospel. And this impression that my mother had has served to approach not only the little ones but also their parents to the gospel. And now some of those problems or doubts they had have received an answer, and all of them have realized that the only possible solution to those problems are or is God. He's the only, or he's in control of everything. And also we are impressed because of the little ones are always eager to participate. They, along the week, they make a review with their parents of the lessons. They learn also the songs, and they are eager to sing them during the service. For example, in a particular case, there's a little girl that when she's playing with their toys, she is also singing the songs during the week in his everyday life. So it's a great testimony for us, and also results for that little work that is being done with these families. And we know there is a difficult process because many of them have some misconceptions about the gospel because they have been in some churches or with or some fallen way or fallen churches. So it is necessary to present them the truth, their gospel. So this is our testimony. We are grateful with God for this opportunity, and also with you, Elder Bob, for letting us use this space during the Sabbath morning. So God bless you too, all of you, and thank you for this space. Sabbath blessings.
Amen. Sabbath blessings to you too, and praise the Lord for the wonderful work that is being accomplished through the little ones in reaching their parents. That is fantastic, and you're very welcome for being able to use the home church room here. This is what it's for, to help spread the gospel, and it doesn't have to be just in America that occurs. It can be all over the world for it to occur. And so praise the Lord, dear sister, for going with your impressions, and for Sister Anita helping out, as well as the rest of the family, and giving the time and helping to develop the lessons. And we will be keeping all of the outreach there in our prayers, especially with the reaching the parents as well. And Sister Michelle is right, seeing the little ones there singing away and how happy they are, and then seeing the parents joining in, that is fantastic. So keep up the good work, dear ones. Yeah, it is a blessing. Amen. Any other thoughts? Any other comments, dear ones? Testimonies? Songs? Questions? Please go right ahead.
I think about what Jesus said when he said, let the little ones come to me. When I was chairman of the cradle roll department in church, we encouraged the parents to come in with the children and to stay with them. And it's amazing what the little ones can do, and the older ones follow them. That is really a wonderful outreach. God bless you.
Amen. And in seeing the little ones participate and how their whole heart is involved, it just brings back to mind that unless we become like little children, in other words, our whole heart needs to be involved. Unless we become like that, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. So not just have our heart, but our whole heart has to be given to Christ, has to be involved.
I would like to say something. All right. I've been having some difficulties to socialize with persons, and my dad recommended me to look for abilities to socialize with persons, and one of the main ones that I found on Google was that it is important to express yourself. And throughout my life, I always have times expressing myself. So now I am working and on expressing myself, and I'm trying to ask God to help me improve my social skills and to help me express myself better. And I will put of my will to improve that. That's it.
Well, thank you, dear brother, for giving your testimony and letting us know your efforts in that area. And we will indeed be keeping you in prayer, and also for God to give you the words that will properly express yourself to others with Christ in mind. So if Christ is in your heart, then the expression that you give out is going to be Christ-centered. So instead of self coming to the forefront, Christ will come to the forefront. And that will, in expressing yourself to others, what you're feeling and how Christ has changed your life, that will be a living witness to them as well. So praise the Lord, dear brother, for your desire to be more outgoing in nature. And we will indeed be keeping you in prayer. And thank you for your prayers for us as well. For we have a work to do in expressing ourselves with Christ in the heart to others. So thank you, dear brother. And isn't it so wonderful to have Jesus as a friend that you can turn to in any time of need, and to ask him even for the words to say to others? He is truly our best friend. And that brings up a hymn. I've found a friend, oh, such a friend. He loved me ere I knew him. He drew me with the cords of love, and thus he bound me to him. And round my heart still closely twine those ties which naught can sever. For I am his and he is mine forever and forever.
I've found a friend, oh, such a friend. He bled, he died to save me. And not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gave me. Not that I have my own I call, I hold it for the giver. My heart, my strength, my life, my all are his. And his forever.
Where do you go? I'm going to give you the words of that song.
El Todopoderoso que quiere al fin llevarme a mí a su hogar glorioso. Para animar mi vida aquí, me deja ver su gloria, y con la ayuda que me da, yo gano la victoria.
Amen. A friendship forever. What a Savior. Dear ones, any last thoughts before we close today's service?
Happy Sabbath. We would like to share a song from me and my wife from the hymnal entitled Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. We'll be singing in English and our dialect as well. Also, we need to include in our prayers the Philippines, because one of our workers, they're actually a Bible worker from Luzon, sent us some pictures that they were having some flooding there. So hopefully the Lord will help them. All right, the song is entitled, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do Musa liga kukanimo, satanang tatna, ang sakit na kuayuha, luwasa ako. Sa datawuhan
Amen. And thank you, brother and sister. What dialect was that, brother?
Sorry about that. Yeah, it was actually the southern part of the Philippines. Southern part of the Philippines, Cebuano.
Thank you so much.
Blessed Sabbath to everyone. And I just want to hear, you know, the songs that we compose in the IPIS, the indigenous tribe of the Philippines, right there in southern Mindanao. Back in my college, I was a student missionary going up in the jungle where these people are carnivorous. They eat people, especially their enemy. And some of them are part of the Communist Party of the Philippines. They kill, you know, people right there. So the college has a mission to reach, you know, the unreachable people. And then they don't know how to speak. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. They are very illiterate. Then we tried to give them a Christ cube about how to love everybody. And then we told them that this place is not our home. We have a home in heaven. So we translate a song entitled like In the Sweet By and By. And I want you to hear this one in Manobo tribe dialect. Philippines has 7,000 dialects. And most of them are in the jungle, the IPIS, like indigenous tribe. So I try to get this record, you know. We record this one inside the jungle in Mindanao, in Bukidnon. There is a quartet of students in that mission school. So I try to play In the Sweet By and By, Manobo version.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, amen. The IPIS in the Genius 5 of Bukidnon. Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Thank you.
Amen. And thank you, dear brother. If you have that in an MP3, could you email me that that song that they sung? That would be wonderful, brother.
Yeah, I love all the Manubo songs that we translated, you know, from English to Manubo. And we cannot go out because of the military. And they are hunting by the military because some of them are a member of the Communist Party of the Philippines. So we just recorded, you know, inside the jungle right there in Mindanao. I hope that everything is okay right now in the Philippines. And I tried to, Elder Bob, to record this one with the help of Jonathan Bungkayaw, because I don't know how to do it. All right, yeah, I just ask Jonathan to help me. Okay, thank you so much, and blessed Sabbath, everyone.
Well, thank you, dear brother, and happy Sabbath to you too, and God bless, and we'll be keeping the converted members of that tribe in our prayers, and also that they may be able to work upon the hearts and witness to other tribe members and other tribes close by them in spreading the truth of the gospel. So praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm trying to put up a mission school, and that is the Light Ministry Mission School right there in the jungle. I'm planning to go back in the Philippines and take what I learned in this ministry, the Light Ministry. Just pray for that, Elder Bob.
We'll definitely be doing so, brother. And Godspeed and divine protection when you do make it back home and be able to share with them.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, dear ones, are there any other thoughts that you'd like to share before we close? And please go right ahead. Well, dear ones, have a wonderful remaining Sabbath. Those on the other side of the world, have a wonderful new week coming, or are you actually into it already? And we look forward to fellowshipping with you all again soon. So until we meet again, keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. So do not doubt, but keep on looking up. See you all next time.